Well, let's go ahead and move on here then and talk about our city of the month. Yeah, so our city of the month this month is Fargo, North Dakota. I feel like we just kind of didn't take that much time this time. We just kind of like spitballed some cities and then you were just like, Fargo it is. And I was like, sure, why not? Staying in the northern tier of the United States.
And there's even more north.
Yeah, we could go to Grand Forks.
Yeah, I thought it was like near
I mean, to
Canada,
be fair, it's not that far,
but
but
it's not.
point eight, it's like 3 hours to 3.5 hours to Winnipeg or something like that.
Okay, that's cool. Much bigger
Yes.
city,
Yeah.
Winnipeg.
But your point is well taken. It is, I mean, not like right on the Canadian border by any stretch. There are further north metropolitan areas, including even Seattle. So
Oh, yeah. But it is on the Minnesota border.
it is. So, yeah, a little background about Fargo here. It has a population, as of the most recent census estimate, of 131,000 people, making it the largest city in North Dakota. It's not the capital, though. That's Bismarck. It is the largest city in the Fargo-Moorhead Metropolitan Statistical Area, which has a population of 263,000 people. It borders the state of Minnesota on the far eastern side of the state of North Dakota on the Red River. I like to think of Fargo as one of these sort of like repeat predicate Kansas City type cities.
Apologies to our Fargo audience.
See, I include Omaha and Sioux Falls in this too, where it's just
Okay.
you have like, I know like Kansas City, Missouri is larger than Kansas City, Kansas, but like it's a metropolitan area on like this border.
Oh, I thought you're talking geographic. I thought you were making a dig.
No, I have no issue with Kansas City, but it's just like if you go to Kansas City, like I'm from Omaha, as I've said many times on this podcast. If you go to Kansas City, you'll notice it's basically just like a bigger Omaha. I haven't been to Sioux Falls or Fargo, but in terms of like their position in their states as sort of being like borderline metropolitan areas and just kind of like the vibe of the city, the look of it, like it just kind of feels like you start in Kansas City and then you get progressively smaller as you go north until you get to Fargo. And so that's the feeling that I get from Fargo. You could even say that like Kansas City is just like a smaller Dallas. I had a friend who spent some time in Dallas and was just like, it's a bigger Omaha.
Okay.
So, you know, I can't verify that that's true or not, but I feel safe saying that like the line between Kansas City and Fargo, there's some sort of like extra dimensional energy that is manifesting these types of cities in this path. So.
Okay. I think I would need a local. I think that Fargo was a challenge for me to like orient myself. I found a lot of things I wanted to do in downtown, but I know there has to be parts of the city that are happening, somewhere else, but I didn't really know how to find them. But
Yeah, same.
it's cute. I don't know, have you been to Idaho?
No, never.
So I'm wondering if what you're saying is also like what I felt in Idaho Falls, which is probably a similar size city to Fargo, probably smaller. I guess Idaho Falls is the West, not the Midwest, but it has, it's like the grid. I think when you have these grids, these homestead grids, like even the suburban development has a very particular style that I'm familiar with in Idaho, but I don't want to associate Fargo with Idaho if people don't like that, but I love Idaho, so I think Idaho Falls is a great city. Yeah, that was the vibe I got generally when I was looking at maps of Fargo.
Yeah, something that is very similar to Omaha as well. Like, Omaha is so easy to navigate by car anyway. Like, if you just understand the basic street layout of the city, like, you only have to memorize like five or six east-west streets that are like the major east-west streets. And then every north-south street in Omaha is just a numbered street and it gets bigger as you go west. So it's really easy to navigate. And I know other cities can do that too, but it seems like Fargo, maybe not in its naming mechanism, but certainly in its just like street layout, is similar.
So, what do you want to do first on our trip to Fargo?
Well, I thought it would be cool to just walk around on the Red River Trail.
That's my number one, yeah. It looks awesome.
A whole trail that just runs up and down the Red River, and it looks really pretty, very calm, and connects you to sort of like in a north-south way to different parts of the city.
Yeah, and the Statue of Liberty replica, did you see that?
I didn't, no.
Yeah, on Main Avenue and 2nd Street, kind of there's like a circle, and there is a little teeny tiny, I guess human size, human scale Statue of Liberty replica. Looks very cute.
Gifted to the city by the Fargo of France, I imagine.
Fargo with a T. And then I also, did you notice the, there's like a community garden if you go north?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, I would love to walk around that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it looks really cool.
So while we're on the river, I think we could go, you know, I broke the rules. We're going to go to Minnesota to the Heimkamps Center.
I saw that too. I wasn't sure if that was in bounds or not. So
well, we can, it's just 50 feet. Yes. And they have a replica stave church, like those wooden churches from the 1300s in like Nordic countries in Russia too.
Mm-hmm.
And also a whole Viking ship.
Yes.
Replica. This is a city of replicas.
It looks very cool. Yeah, of course, big like Scandinavian populations moved here. My grandma, actually, on my dad's side, her ancestry was Swedish, and she was born in North Dakota.
Right on.
So, yeah. No, that place looks like it rules. Downtown looks fun. It seems like Broadway is the main street in downtown.
Yeah.
Lots of bars, restaurants,
very cute.
Yeah.
Traditional city.
Josh, are you a gamer?
Aspiring.
Yeah. But like, you're not like a hardcore gamer.
No.
So then you probably haven't heard of a little known game called Super Mario Brothers.
Jog my memory.
The first level of the first Super Mario games is painted in a mural on like a wall in downtown Fargo, I discovered.
Oh, I saw that when I was Googling. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So I think it's become a bit of like a tourist attraction, but you can
That's
take
who we
your
are
picture.
When we go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get our pictures taken in front of 1-1.
Yeah. Is it the whole level?
No, it's just the first screen, like the starting screen. Yeah. That would be pretty sick if they just put the whole 1-1. I don't know why they don't do that.
That'd be sick. I would love that. I'd get on the next train to Fargo.
No kidding. I'm pretty sure the Empire Building trade line actually does go through Fargo.
Yeah, I see a station. Is that the Chicago to Seattle, right?
Yep. Yeah, Chicago to Seattle. Yeah, did you find anything on Broadway too?
On First Ave near Broadway, I would like to go to the beer hall. I love beer halls. I love German restaurants. And I didn't put it down, but like I'm looking at the map. And I don't know how the locals feel about it, but Broadway Square seems nice. It mm-hmm. looks brand new. I don't know if it's a contentious development, but it looks like it'd be a nice place to sit.
Yeah, I don't know. As far as like, so I spent a little time on the Fargo Reddit. Mm-hmm. And my impression that I got from the people there anyway is that people are generally pretty chill, which obviously Reddit is never the best sort of bellwether for how people feel about stuff or anything. But at least on the Reddit there, nobody seemed too up in arms about anything in particular. And that like they were actually excited about like a recent big redevelopment that just got announced downtown. So
okay,
it looks like, some cool stuff happens. Broadway Square. While I was on Reddit, for some reason, somebody superimposed the world's largest cruise ship on Broadway just to show how big the ship was.
Scale? Oh.
Yeah, like to scale, supposedly. Somebody on there, of course, because it's Reddit, was like, actually, this is not the scale. Like, it's much bigger.
Is it bigger than downtown?
I don't know. It covered like 3 blocks.
Oh.
So.
I have no idea how big a cruise ship is.
They are quite large.
They don't come into Philadelphia.
No, be thankful for that.
I feel like cruise people and Philadelphia people are the same people. And that's not meant to be offensive, but I bet Philadelphians get down with the cruise.
Yeah. My parents are big cruise people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the water.
Yes, as we discussed last time, I could not find sort of a local character because every time you search like Fargo weird or like even like Fargo, North Dakota weird or character or whatever, it's all just about the TV show and movie Fargo.
Yeah, I found that too. It's hard to search.
Yeah, it's like the Packers with Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every city has their claim to fame.
I will say I cannot come here in the winter. All the Google Street View is in the winter, except for one block. It's so much snow. I'm not a snow guy. I can't do it.
I'm a big fan of the snow. I love snow.
You have to be. You're in the wild north.
Yes. The reason I could not do Fargo in the winter or generally is the wind.
Oh.
This part of the country, and it's the same in Omaha, you just have flat plains leading into the city from the west. And so all the wind that comes through the west is like entirely unmitigated. There are no forests, no hills or anything like that. And so the wind is constant. And growing up in Omaha, I didn't really even register it. It's not until you either leave the city or somebody tells you about it that you realize how windy this part of the country is. And now that I've moved away and I'm in a place with decidedly less wind, I can't do it again.
I hate the wind. It's very windy in Pittsburgh.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that.
Yeah, it's one of the windiest cities. I think it's something to do with Lake Erie. I never really figured it out. I remember going outside in the wind. It's also just cold in Pittsburgh. But I remember going outside in the winter, you know, taking my mental health walk. Have I told this story on the podcast? I think I have. But taking my mental health walk and then like my phone, the battery would just freeze. It would die outside from like the wind chill in like a matter of 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was so cold. I bought a little foil bag and I had to keep it in a foil bag in my coat because it would freeze through the coat. I was wearing like this down parka thing and yeah, I can't, I don't do the cold.
That's okay. That is intense.